is KNIPGC. Well, we'll see where we go on this trip today. Good information. Also happening on that beautiful Saturday at January 24th that's coming up. Seriously, Porter County has what they call a ham cram. And it's literally from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6. So if you know anybody that would like to try to get their ham ticket, the technician license there, the ham cram is going to be literally from 8 to 5, nothing but classroom. And then at 5 o'clock, put out a test. And if you just type in Porter County on the search engine of your computer, phone, whatever, just type in Porter County ham cram, and all that information will come up. We've got a few people in the club that do the VE testing and so forth, and we're not quite off the ground with you since everything has changed. But a few of the others that do this, they've been going along with Porter County in recent times to, you know, try to get everything all coordinated, and this is how the whole system works. And the way the tests are graded by AI and, you know, just all the changes that just literally happened overnight. We're in a bit of a slouch, but in the past, Porter County has helped us out by, you know, a few people coming out over here on our VE sessions. So our guys are doing the other side of the coin. We're going to help them out. Well, anyway, that's one of the things that's happening on that January, and I just wanted to make sure everybody hears that in case they know somebody. I'm trying to send my daughter that way, and there'd be a good chance she's going to get stuck working at last minute on that day. But make sure I still have the system. All right, and other little tidbits of food for thought. I came across an amplifier recently. It's a Meritron, never been used. Bad from the factory. What you gonna do with it? Actually, it was put on my lap since apparently I've had some free time lately. It was put in front of me, and it did work, but the scary thing is when the unit was on bypass, okay, like off, anything you hooked into, it wouldn't match the radio. Okay, so if you're lucky and you had a little SWR meter built into the radio and you look and like, oh, this is garbage. I took a VNA and I scanned through, okay, from 160 meters up to 30 megahertz, I had this nice big curve, you know, and it got worse the farther I got up to 30 meters. Apparently, Meritron, I don't know how it got through their quality control, and a few of us keep on saying in recent years, what quality control, somehow it passed. And don't know how, but there was one part in the bypass mode to cancel out some of the inductance you would have. There's supposed to be a 27 picofarad capacitor, and it's located in such a position that you can't read it. Well, anyhow, it's 270 is what they installed. So you literally, at 20 meters, your minimum SWR to a dummy load is going to be a 2 to 1. And it goes completely up to like a 9 to 1 by the time you get to 30 megahertz. Add antenna to it, who knows what you'd get in that manner. But it's food for thought. You go to the ham fest, hey, I want to buy that amplifier, and so forth. And that's something that's in some of the solid state amplifiers. So it's food for thought. You get an amplifier, hook it up, make sure you got a good match, on the input side, through the bypass, and then even when you're running the amp, double check that. And here we're lucky enough that all through the bands checked out good. But it's buyer beware. And this particular unit, the joke here is, guy buys it in 2014 and never tried it out. He goes, here, John. Okay. And, you know, and I go check it out and so forth. And this one was a mobile. This was